Hello and welcome to today's episode, where we dive deep into the future of fraud recovery and the legislative insights you simply can't afford to ignore. Fraud recovery is like a chess game that never ends. The rules keep changing, and staying ahead means knowing not just the current play, but anticipating the next move. After teaching this topic to over 500 professionals, I've noticed a pattern. Most guides miss the crucial connection between new legislation and on-the-ground recovery strategies. Today, we're bridging that gap, helping you not just react, but anticipate what's coming. Fraud schemes are advancing at lightning speed, with criminals leveraging cutting-edge tech and exploiting gaps in regulations much faster than enforcement can keep up. This presents a unique challenge where the landscape is constantly shifting. What sets the most successful recovery professionals apart is their proactive approach. They don't just understand the current regulations. They track legislative trends, engage in industry forums, and build strong relationships with regulatory bodies. This isn't about compliance alone. It's about getting into the mindset of the regulators and understanding the intention behind the rules. Let's talk about the role of regulatory bodies. The Federal Trade Commission, or FTC, is crucial in this arena, with its power to impose equitable relief. Recently, they've ramped up their focus on identity theft and online behavioral advertising. This sets the stage for how other regulatory bodies might adapt. It's not just about following their rules, but understanding the bigger picture they're painting. FTC enforcement actions often signal broader shifts. For instance, when they emphasized data security under the Graham-Leach-Bliley Act, it was a clear message that would ripple out to influence state laws and industry norms. Smart recovery pros watch these patterns closely, using them as a roadmap to foresee future compliance needs. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is another key player, especially in financial services fraud. Their oversight of big banks and non-bank financial companies opens up recovery opportunities that often get overlooked. Their complaint database, with over 3 million entries, is a goldmine for spotting emerging fraud trends and regulatory priorities. State attorneys general are stepping up too, forming multi-state task forces to tackle complex fraud cases across borders. This marks a shift from the fragmented approaches of the past and opens up new recovery paths that go beyond traditional jurisdictional limits. Now, let's tackle bankruptcy fraud. This area is a persistent headache, targeted by federal laws that focus on hidden assets and false declarations. But here's the kicker. The courts can reopen closed bankruptcies to recover hidden assets. It's a strategy that's underutilized, yet incredibly powerful. Top professionals excel because they anticipate these legal openings and weave them into their recovery plans, turning apparent dead ends into new opportunities. The Bankruptcy Abuse Prevention and Consumer Protection Act of 2005 added muscle to fraud recovery, with extended look-back periods for fraudulent transfers and better creditor protections. Yet many fail to fully leverage these tools because they lack the expertise in navigating bankruptcy court intricacies. Here's a secret. Successful recoveries often involve forensic accounting to track assets through complex corporate webs. This means knowing bankruptcy law, corporate law, tax regulations, and international asset protection. Recent changes in bankruptcy law have widened the definition of fraudulent transfers, making it easier to recover assets moved in anticipation of filing for bankruptcy. The trick is identifying these transfers early, before the trail goes cold or assets move beyond reach. Moving on to insurance fraud, which is becoming more complex with the rise of digital assets and cryptocurrencies. Industry analysis is clear. Traditional fraud detection methods are falling short in this digital age. We need advanced digital asset tracking and forensic accounting to enhance our recovery efforts. The National Insurance Crime Bureau notes that insurance fraud costs Americans over $40 billion annually. But that figure likely misses the mark, especially with new digital fraud forms. Traditional schemes like staged accidents or inflated claims are now joined by sophisticated tactics involving technologies like deepfakes and blockchain, which can obscure stolen funds. Here's a game-changer insight. The intersection of insurance fraud and cryptocurrency creates unique challenges that demand specialized techniques. Cryptocurrency transactions are recorded on immutable ledgers, but their pseudonymous nature makes identification tough. However, once you connect wallet addresses to real-world identities, that immutability becomes a recovery asset. Decentralized finance protocols, or DeFi, have opened new avenues for fraud, often lacking the oversight of regulated institutions. Recovery professionals need to develop expertise in blockchain analysis and collaborate with specialized providers to trace digital asset movements across platforms and jurisdictions. As we wrap up, let's focus on some advanced insights and pro tips. Many guides miss the seismic impact of emerging fraud types, particularly those involving digital assets. Recent industry analysis shows a major shift towards robust digital fraud detection, driven by advances in AI and analytics. For those serious about leading in fraud recovery, integrating these technologies is crucial. The Association of Certified Fraud Examiners 2024 report to the nations found that organizations using data analytics detected fraud 58% faster than those relying on traditional methods. Embracing cutting-edge technology and insights isn't just about keeping up, it's about setting the pace. As digital landscapes evolve, so must our strategies. Stay engaged, stay informed, and you'll not only navigate the changes, but lead the charge in fraud recovery. Thanks for tuning in today. I hope you found these insights as valuable as I do. Until next time, stay ahead of the curve and keep those fraudsters on their toes.